Zamani Makanya was the last of the protest artists, and after 1994, when he could go back to normality, he chose to develop this oil pastel technique.
他是最后一个那个就是保护的那个主义的那个南非这个保护主义流派的画家，他后来发就是自己创作了一种方法，用油画棒画的一种形式。He
uses layers of colors. A drawing like this takes him 3 or 4 months, and he puts layers and layers of color, and then he scrapes it off to create these very striking visual effects of African myth and African tale and history is what he's trying to portray.
他的这个画是有的对画3到4个月的时间，他是把那个油画棒一层一层的涂在纸上，然后又把它一点点的刮掉，然后创的这种用这种形式来画画的，就是他自己创作的一种自己的手法嘛。
Here is a collage of all sorts of things out of the kitchen, sieves and graters that he has glued on to make a jazz image.
他这个是用厨房里的一些用具来剪贴成的这个画，有点像我们现在说的那个就装置吧。Here
is a bull with the cowrie shells, which is a typical African symbol of wealth, and then all the warriors inside the bull's chest. The cow for Africa is a symbol of wealth and a symbol of political power.
在那个非洲，这个牛是非洲那种牛，象征的是财富和权力。 他这个在他肚子里是些士兵，soldier，士兵吧，下面是也是表示财富的，底下这个画的这些东西。Some
more images of
更多的他的也是他的画，祖玛尼的画。Now
on the other side of the of this particular period, there were other artists like Mardi Pala. He was murdered sadly in 2007, which is not unusual fate for many of the artists working in South Africa in these crowded conditions in which they live. So he expressed himself in a fantastical way, again using the cow, the cattle, the symbol of wealth. But he empathizes with the cattle because he knows that they end up in the pot. And as a cow herd, as a young man, he grew very close to cattle. He uses collage and color and humanizes the
在他们的文化里面，牛是很重要的，象征财富和权力的。这个画家也同样是用牛来作画的，很多用牛的拼贴啊、剪切啊这样的东西来表达。
These cattle know they're going to be sacrificed. The pots are a symbol of sacrifice. The Khoza, part of the Nguni group, believe that you must sacrifice animals to your ancestors to keep your ancestors happy. So here you see these cows are very afraid because they know they're about to be sacrificed. They recognize the beer is in these pots. It means they're going to lose their lives to appease the ancestors of the people living in the present.
表情非常可怜，因为他们将会被阉割。这是他们在他们那个文化里面，黑人的文化里面，阉割是对他们祖先的一个崇敬嘛。There
is a new group of artists coming along. They are unashamedly free, and they are very proud of their own cultural traditions. So there's a wide variety of what they do and explore, but the thing that binds them is their common African heritage. Politics are now unimportant, and they're much more interested in celebrating their cultural values and their identification with universal concerns.
那个，这是南非属于南非新锐画家了。他们现在已经就是抛开了那个种族隔离、政治的包袱，在就是庆贺，就是说更关注他们自己的文化的价值的那些画家。
We have Imduduzi Kakaza. He's important. He's a director of one of the big galleries, one of the big museums in Durban. He is interested in Zulu history, celebrating the history, and conveying the mysticism of Zulu cosmology, what they believe in, this ancestor. They believe that life is a circle. And we all go in that same circle. He follows Bengu in terms of just painting the KwaZulu-Natal landscape, but he's looking for the spirituality and the hidden emotion within the landscape.
这个画家孟德杜迪斯卡萨，他是那个南非非常重要的一个画家。现在他是南非一个德班美术馆的馆长。他关注的是那个他们自己祖鲁的文化。他是一个只画风景的画家。他觉得在他们的文化里面，黑人的这个像我们都会有转世的、轮回的人，生命是轮回的。 他们的那些祖先们都会在这些山，他们的景风就是他们的环境里面游荡，他的觉得他的风景就会表达他们的祖先的灵魂也是在这个景色里面。Unlike
Pemba, Sokoto, where you had the human being center stage in the landscape with Hindu, there are no humans. It's just the spirits.
蒙都的画里面没有。 这个人物只是风景，他生活在这个KwaZulu-Natal的风景吧。KwaZulu-Natal
landscapes. This is where Kristen lives. You can get a sense of how it looks.
这就是KwaZulu-Natal风景，我就住在那个地方。Amos
Letswalo comes from the other side of South Africa, up in the north, and he is the director of the museum up there. Through his drawings, he celebrates his Sotho heritage and culture, and looks again to his daily life, his villages, for his inspiration, his childhood associations and memories of the traditional rituals often appear in his work, and through this he's trying to create his own artistic language.
那个 Amos 他也是一个，他是生活在北部的一个画家了，他也是一个美术馆的馆长，他那个是用素描。
Initiation is a very important ceremony for many traditional African tribal groups, and when their faces are painted white, it means that they are waiting to be initiated.
他们那个。 在那个黑人的文，在非洲很多种族的黑文化里面，他这个都有剥包皮的这个仪式，就是必须的。他们到12岁之后就会，这个当你脸上涂了这个白颜色之后呢，有的就要去那个山上有用巫师给你做。现在他们慢慢的到医院里来做，政府在就是鼓励他们到医院，他们大部分还是在山上请巫师给你割包皮。
Nyanise Lindi is a very exciting young artist on the South African scene. He's only been exhibiting for 2 years and is already winning major awards. He's already been sent to Paris on one of the awards, and you see that he won the Gerard Sokoto Award, which is a very prestigious South African art award. He is one of the most exciting young artists to watch.
这是一个很年轻的那个画家，他那个也是非常有活力的一个画家。他得了这个 南非的这个杰拉塞库特的奖去巴黎那个交作为交流画家的。
He specializes in printmaking.
他是一个就是更喜欢做版画吧，就是他做的版画。
This relates to a famous poem, calls a poem of the boy who tames the baboon in front of the moon.
这个画是关于就是 Cosa 的一首诗，很有名的一首诗。这个男孩在这个星星身上，然后在月光下。
A lot of his work is autobiographical, and he uses these images, for instance, of the head on the wheelbarrow. And the miner's cap to refer to humiliation and degradation.
他很多东西都用很象征主义的东西的。他把那个推车的轮子画成一个人的头，把这个推车的人画了一个那个矿工用的那种灯油灯呢。
There we have this is a pastel, and you can see the same figure of the head, obviously the pigs, and these nice little high heels. There's a little bit of humor as well.
这个人的头也是被那个用那个矿工那个灯给表现的。然后这个推车的人穿了很高的高跟鞋，很幽默的那个。
Sadly, this is not a very good image. It's a wonderful picture, especially the goldfish are beautiful.
这是用那个油画棒画的，那个鱼画的非常漂亮。
Now we're going to move to 2011, the mainstream artists, those were the emerging artists. These are now the important artists who are world recognized and celebrated. As I've explained about the long, dreary history of South Africa's politics, one of the problems was that we were cut off and isolated. Countries such as Russia, yourselves, China and India, and most of Africa from our borders were deemed to be our enemies. Isolation made the artists have to work inwardly, searching to express their own feelings and their own psyche in the society that was consumed with terror, abuse, and insult.
就是现在他介绍的是两千，就是现在最重要的画家 Main Street Art。然后那个他这些，他说他。他们的历史也像我们一样被就是孤立起来了，像苏联、中国还有印度，他们自己也是这样的。所以他们的艺术家被孤立之后，他们只能在里面看，在里面去寻找，寻找绘画的这个题材吧。
But out of bad things, good things always come. And as a result, when the new democracy came, there was an explosion of creativity.And a celebration that can't be contained, and it has matured into this extraordinary energetic originality, innovation, and is admired all over the world, setting trends that other people now want to copy.
就是不好的事情发生之后，像种族隔离这种事情，但是种族隔离之后，同样又走向了另一面，人们就思想比较活跃，一下突然间。就是说，人的创造欲望也强了，人的那个新的东西也都出来了，这就整个南非目前艺术的现状嘛。
So we will return to William Kentridge again. I introduced at the beginning. He's an artist, a theatre, opera director, a designer, a filmmaker, and a visionary. He strides around the world with his work, showing in every leading museum in every country.
那个他现在又回到了 William Kentridge， 他是一个那个艺术家，是一个那个戏剧和这个歌剧的这个导演，他也是一个设计搞就是设计，因为他的电影好多都是东西都自己设计的，也是一个就是说就电影制作人吧。
I know his deal is busily negotiating with the Beijing.Fine Art Museum for I think 2013, when I think there's a big show of his coming to Beijing.
现在他的那个就是说，经纪人在跟北京，的画廊谈，可能他会在2014年来北京，看看大的那个。
At the end of this talk, if any of you have the energy and are awake, we're going to show the video of 9 drawings for projection.
那个最后这个结束之后，这个讲座结束之后会有45分钟的这个 William Cantridge 的这个他的作品。
And that will give you a better understanding of his greatness.
可能会给你更好的这个理解。
We have Culbert Mashile. He comes from the north of South Africa and is also very interested in the concept of circumcision and initiation. He is against it. He thinks it's archaic, so he tries to show the bad side of the circumcision process.
他这个北部来的画家，他也他的题材很多都是说反对这个被割包皮的这个传统的这种形式，传统的这种仪式吧。他的画里很多都在表现和反对这个事情。
Marlene Dumas is now living in Amsterdam. The art world was attracted to her when Saatchi, who's a famous collector in England, paid the highest price he had ever paid for an artwork. She paints the physical reality of the human body and its psychology and the edges of life and death and birth.
他是那个现在住在阿姆斯特丹的一个南非的画家，他画了很多现在是关于这个就是说生与死的这种题材的画。
She uses a technique of oil painting on unprimed canvas, so it's almost like watercolor.
他是用这个油画颜料在这个没有处理过的油画布上画的。
Diane Victor is another important South African artist. She has a lot of passion within her. Here you see she uses flame to create the images on paper.
这个画家在南非也是一个非常重要的画家。你在这个他的这个画这个图片上可以看到，他是用那个蜡烛的火焰在这个纸上熏这个烟熏的这个黑的程度来做画的，这是他一种新的形式。
So these are resulting images from flame.
就是画的那个用那个火焰画出来的那个烟熏出来的效果。
Here is another, she is a wonderful printmaker. This is called The Lady Meeting the Lion.
她也是个那个版画家，她这张画叫做淑女与这个狮子见面了。
You'll see the rhino is a figure that appears a great deal in South African art because of the extraordinary physical presence of the rhino, but the rhino is also under siege at present, being annihilated because of the horn that is associated as having powers of erotic powers. And so many of the South African artists are turning to the, trying to save the rhino.
你看那个南非这个犀牛被这个犀牛角被偷猎的很多的，这个南非很多艺术家都在关注这个问题。这中间画的这女的有点像个穿解放军衣服的，我中国去偷猎的挺多。
Judith Mason is another of our important artists. She has extraordinary technical virtuosity. She reacts to anything, world events, comments, poetry. She is eclectic in terms of what inspires her. That's a self-portrait. She
is a very important artist. She has painted oil paintings, 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 she has painted oil paintings.
You can see she has wonderful technical ability with drawing. Her butterfly series. This one simply entitled, The Girls Were Like This, My Wardrobe. Hyena again. Robert Hodgins is a much loved and admired artist in South Africa, and he was influenced by the Alfred Jarry play, Ubu Roi, which some of you may know about. Ubu's mean character and his arrogance and selfishness, he has contemporized into daily living.
Robert Hodgins 也是一个非常重要的油画家的，在南非相当重要的一个。
So Hodgins, Deborah Bell, she has been influenced very much by Egypt, Babylon, African. She uses many different references for her work, and she connects ancient sources to her own memories and her spiritual beliefs as an African artist.
Deborah Bell, 她的那个东西受到了非洲的文化的影响，还有巴比伦和埃及的文化的影响。她的很多那个画的就是说题材都来源于这些文化。
There you see the influence of Egypt, Babylon, but it's very much contemporary Africa. She uses a lot of gold leaf.
她这个画上用了很多金片，贴金的金片。她的题材来源于这种巴比伦或者是埃及啊，但是她看起来就已经非常属于当代的。
You see the Cretan Minoan bull, but transformed into something contemporary African.These are some of her oil paintings, African women. So these are Deborah Bell's sculptures, bronze.
这是她的一些雕塑，是铜做的。
You can see the heavy influence of Egypt.
可以看到那个很强的受到埃及的影响。
William Kentridge, you now know who he is, our most important artist.His work tracks the personal root of the legacy of apartheid and colonialism, but he is very innovative in his use of charcoal, prints, collage, film, and theatre.
他是南非最现在就是重要的画家，他在国际上的地位也是非常高的。他用了版画和素描，还有电影的手法、戏剧舞台的手法来做他的东西。
And you can see he's in every museum, the Metropolitan Museum, MoMA, New York, Contemporary Art, Chicago, Philadelphia, the Louvre, the Jeu de Paume, National Museum of Modern Art in Kyoto, the Hiroshima Museum, and many, many more.
他现在就是世界上各个国家非常重要的大的这些博物馆和那个画廊都会邀请他在那里展览。
This is William's portrait of Shostakovich. In March this year at the Metropolitan in New York, the Opera House, he directed, produced, designed the opera The Nose. It is now showing in Lyon. It's been in Aix-en-Provence. It goes to La Scala shortly. I have no doubt it will find its way to the Beijing Opera House.
他这个是做的这个是肖像科维奇的一个画像。他去年给这个大都会这个邀请他就是跟他签约，让他做这个肖萨科维奇的鼻子的这个整个这个歌剧。现在他们这个歌剧在法国的里昂上演，他希望能以后会有机会来到中国。
You can see the technique he uses. He takes old pages of old books, puts them together, and then creates the portraits.
他是用那个老的书一页页的把它给。剪下来拼接在一起，然后在这上面再作画。
This is part of the nose. The story is based on Gogol's story of the man who loses his nose, and the nose becomes more important than the bureaucrat.
他这个是那个，就是肖夏夫科维奇那个歌剧鼻子的那个整个那个他的那个歌剧。是有全部布景是有这个谁设计的，就是他画的其中的一张吧。
Here is a picture from the actual production of the Metropolitan production. You see the nose is up on the nose has got away from his master who is down here, and he doesn't want to go back to his master, and the It is comic, but it is also very profound.
这是那个在大都会上演的一张剧照，鼻子的，而那个鼻子在上端，它的主人在下面，它不想回到它主人那里。
And you can see he has gone beyond. He has designed all the costumes, as well as the backdrop and the set, as well as all the drawings and.
他设计了整个舞台，还有那些服装，全部是威廉·肯特设计的。
He also staged Mozart's Magic Flute, and Monteverdi's The Return of Ulysses, and this is a drawing forming the backdrop of the set for Monteverdi's Ulysses.
这也是他画的一个与戏剧有关的题材的画儿。
Here he was invited by the Louvre to do a particular exhibition about Egypt, and he's made himself, that's a self-portrait, as the scribe.
他这个卢浮宫邀请他做一个个展，就是他为卢浮宫做个展的里面的一张画，是他画的自己的自画像。
He has developed a specific technique. He draws, films, erases, draws, films, erases. So it's a constant process.
他自己创作了这种形式，就是用拍电影式的拍下来，然后用那个橡皮擦掉，再画，再拍掉，再拍，再拍，再擦掉，就这种形式。
And he always uses old pages, old accounting books on which to do his work.
他总是用这个书，或者是这个老的这个记账的本儿来作画呢。
On the right is a family portrait of his family. He is, his autobiographical sign is the warthog. So that is Kentridge, and that's his wife. And there again you see his autobiographical symbol.
左边那张是他们家的全家像，他画的，他把自己认为他就画成一只那个野猪。
And earlier on I referred to the Pemba painting about the necklacing where tires are taken and put around people's necks and they are burned, and there you see the same reference in the Kentridge work.
这个轮胎，前面他说过那个轮胎。 在非洲的一些族里面，他会用这种形式来处罚人，把轮胎放在人头上，点上汽油，给点着了，把这个人给杀了，就是这种形式来处决人。这里你也能看到同样的东西。This
drawing dates to 85, which when the practice was at its height.
这是1985年左右的，那时候这种现象是很多的。
This is a portrait of Lenin.
这是那个列宁的像，他画的。
And you see the same technique of the paper joined and then the watercolor. When we watch the CD, the music you will hear is composed by Philip Miller, who collaborates all the time with William Kentridge and is rapidly becoming one of the most important musicians recognized in the world, but particularly in South Africa. And Kentridge is working on this project for 2012 Documenta in Germany, entitled Dancing with Dada.
他现在在做那个给这个二，就是明年2012年给德国做这个一个画廊里准备做一个展览，是这个题材叫Dada的那个名字叫Dada的那个。
It's a play on the word Dada from the German Dadaism, but we also have in South Africa this young dancer, Dada Masilo, who has hit the world because she is like elastic when she dances. She's very little and she can move in any form, and she will form very much part of the documenta of the Kentridge production.
他这件是有点像有点做文字游戏了，但是德国的达达主义和这个女孩的名字也叫达达，这个女孩是个舞蹈家，然后她跳起舞来的时候，就像一个很柔软的，像一个那个塑料的那个松紧带似的那个东西，非常漂亮。
But he also does lyrical work such as the peonies on the left, on the right, and sweet peas on the left. But again, you see the old paper on which he works.
他也画一些这种东西，在左边是画的牡丹。
He never uses color. He only uses black and white, sometimes a touch of blue.
他只用黑色和白色画，偶尔会添加一点蓝色。
And Georges Méliès made a film, an iconic film, Journey to the Moon, which is the opening film Kentridge made as an inspiration from Georges Méliès, and this is part of that.
然后William Kentridge受到他很大的影响，画了这些。
I'm going to end here because it's been too long, but I just wanted you to see some of the Kentridge sculptures, which again feature in his films.
他这里就说，就准备在这里停了，就是想给你们看几张，William Kentridge做的这个雕塑。
He will take anything at hand, scissors, something from the kitchen, something from the bathroom, he welds it together and creates these processional figures.
他都是用一些很常见的日常生活的东西，像剪刀啊、厨房里的一些东西啊，他把它们给那个焊接在一起，创造出一种新的这个形式来。
And there are the life-size figures.
就是那个像真人一样大小的这个雕塑。
You can see here he's used the bottom of a table and bits and pieces to create this woman.
这个你可以看到他用那个桌子的那个下面是用个桌子来做那个什么。And
he loves the loudspeaker as the person bringing the news.
他喜欢那个喇叭，那个大喇叭，做宣传用的那个。